Welcome back to NFL Rants and Raves. I'm Steven Miranda. On Tuesday, September 8th, 2015, episode 11.07, the Week 1 Preview Show. That's right, people. The 2015 NFL season kicks off 2 days from tonight. It's right around the corner, and once again, I'm like that kid in the candy store that's all hopped up in sugar, has eaten way too much, and cannot wait to get going. And the season is, I don't even know how to speak right now. You see, that's where I'm at, people. That is where I'm at. The season is here. The preseason is finally over. But for the first time in a very long time, I believe we are heading into the season with a bunch of unknowns. Tom Brady and the Deflategate saga may be over, but just for a little bit. We have temporary closure as the league decides they're going to appeal. But Brady will get to play for the foreseeable future, and that kind of puts a little bit of closure until an ESPN report comes out today about Spygate and all of the things that the New England Patriots were accused of that went unchecked. And why did the league destroy all of the video and paper evidence that the New England Patriots had? Everybody is accusing Commissioner Goodell of, well, let's just say maybe trying to go after Tom Brady and Deflategate a little bit more to pay for because he went too soft on the Patriots the first time around. Oh, whatever. RG3 is out in Washington. Not enough to get him cut, mind you. Just demoted to third string. Oh, don't even get me started on that one. But there's 16 games on the schedule for week one, so I can't mess with any of that nonsense. I've got to get Greg the Bills fan in here. He is going to be the fan to put his picks against mine in the fan challenge. We differ on 6 games. You'll find out which those 6 are, and Greg will get to pick the challenge game as the fans lost last season to me, so they get to pick first. Let's chop it in, people, and get it going.
Continuing to bring American football to the world, it's Steven Miranda with NFL Rants and Raves.
That's right, people. I am back for another show. The 2015 season is upon us, kicks off in less than 48 hours. It kicks off on my birthday, September 10th, my birthday. Thank you to the NFL for starting the season on my special day. I will certainly have a great day on that day. Tomorrow at the office at NBC, we're going to be throwing a kickoff barbecue, and there's going to be food and wear your team jersey and all that good stuff. I can't wait to get it started. So before I get into anything, I just want to tell you that there's still time to join the Pick'em page. It's alive. It's up and ready. If you want to come and put onto the show and put your picks up against mine, you need to make sure that you make your picks online at www.nflrnr.com/pick'em, P-I-C-K-E-M. Go put your picks in there, and from there we will pick fans to come up against me every week. As I said earlier in the show, this week it's Greg the Bills fan. From the Buffalo Bills review from a while back. Later on in the show, I'll spin the show donor random wheel of fun. This week's prize is a mini fathead tradable of the Chicago Bears running back Matt Forte. Not going to get into any of the news that came out today regarding the commissioner and whether he is open to maybe stepping down from player discipline. And he's, you know, he thinks he'll be able to step down, but he's not sure if he wants to. But he thinks that something can be worked out because it's just taking too much time away from him. So we're not going to get to that. Like I said, 16 games. Greg and I are going to get to them pretty quickly. But once again, thank you for following along this season. And since basically I didn't have time to do a 2015 season prediction show and put up in audio format, I've got all of my predictions done. They're online. Go to www.nflrnr.com and check out the latest posting that I've got out there that's got all of my predictions for the 2015 season. You might be shocked at what you see there. Please go ahead and check that out. Let's get it started. Once again this season, I'm going to have fans just like you come on the podcast every week and put your picks up against mine. This week, it's none other than Greg, the Bills fan. What's up, Greg?
Hey, everybody. Hey, Steven.
How you doing, bud?
Nobody answered me when I said, hey, everybody.
I know. Usually that's what happens when you do a radio show. You can say hi to them, but you're not necessarily going to get a response back.
Nope, it didn't happen. I'm doing good and ready. I can't believe this is the Tuesday before week one.
This is Tuesday before week one, baby. Seriously, as I said earlier in the show, I feel like a kid in a candy store. I'm just tearing through pieces, and I'm all amped up on sugar, and it's just get it over with, baby. Let's go. Please, Pittsburgh, beat the New England Patriots.
No kidding.
Enough of all of this stupid deflategate nonsense football, blah.
That would be amazing.
Did you see all of the craziness that started today with, you know, and now let's go back to Spygate. You know, there are some Patriots coaches that say that recording the video wasn't even the most egregious thing they did. They would send low-level Patriots employees in the locker rooms to steal play sheets and stuff.
It's so weird because I'm pretty sure they actually were good and they didn't need to do all this stuff, but I'm pretty sure they did. And here we are.
I just
talking about them all the time. Maybe that was the whole plan anyway.
I said this last year when Deflategate happened. Why is it always the Patriots? Well, I just don't get it. I mean, you don't.
Yeah. Empire.
This report said that the Patriots, that teams complained to the league because the Patriots never had the Gatorade in the water on time for the opponents. And if it was on time, it was usually hot. None of it was cold or, you know, worthy of being able to. I was just like, my mind exploded. Now, before everybody goes crazy out there, Patriots fans, look, some of the report was speculation,
right?
But some of the report was fact. So, you know, you got to go read the report for yourself and decipher what was the speculation and what the facts. But when you have every team in the league almost having to amp up their security anytime they go to Foxborough to play the Patriots.
Yeah.
I read one report where a team actually locked the locker room with a padlock. And the Patriots, said, we're going to have to call the fire chief because that is not legal.
Yeah.
That's not safe. And the team was like, go ahead. We'll call your bluff. Go ahead and call the fire inspector because we don't want you in our locker room. That's how bad it is. That teams, usually when opposing teams get to the stadium, the home team's equipment staff help the opponents unload the truck with all of their gear and stuff. Well, when in Foxborough, no team wants help from the Patriots equipment staff. That's how bad it is.
Hey, you got no argument for me. I'm a Bills fan.
Well, there you go. You are in the division.
Worst about the Patriots. Yes,
you are within the division. So
I'm happy to see them go down in flames.
Did you check this, buddy? We differ on six games today.
That's pretty amazing. And I told you I reserve the right to change my pick.
Oh, absolutely.
I might do even as you can convince me on some of these that I might be wrong.
I'm just not sure I can. You know, allow you to change the challenge game if there is one. Which, by the way, I won the challenge last year, I beat the fans. This week one, you get to pick the challenge game. So it's
all right,
on you.
Good.
It's on
you. Hey, that's great. So we mentioned it before, but I think the reason we differ, and I know I picked some crazy picks because the team that I think is better is often the road team this week.
Yeah,
and I love the home opener. There's a lot of energy usually. First
True.
Week one, home team opener. So
interesting about Sunday Night Football's pick. That's not quite
let's
the
see,
case.
Sunday. Who's playing Sunday night?
On NBC.
Like?
I'm actually going to be at that game, by the way.
The Giants are playing somebody.
Yeah. Well, we'll get to that game. We're just going to start at the beginning. Thursday Night Football, Steelers at Patriots. We'll go all the way down the line. We'll talk about the ones that we differ on. The ones that we agree on, we won't spend too much time on them. We'll just kind of touch, you know, it's like, yeah, that's what's going to happen. I'll probably, you know, this is what's going to happen. But then we'll kind of get a little bit into the meatier stuff on the games that we differ. So let's start, because it is the first week of the football season. We don't break them out into categories like we usually do here at NFL Rants and Raves. There are no nap games because everyone is 0-0. Everyone has a shot. Every team can conceivably make it to the Super Bowl. So here we go. All 16 games. We'll start with Thursday night kickoff. The New England Patriots host the Pittsburgh Steelers. Who do you got, Greg?
Well, I had to change my pick, actually, when the – yeah, we're still there.
Yeah, yeah. What happened? You had to change your pick. Why?
I changed my pick because of the Brady ruling.
Oh,
I really
okay.
do. I think Brady is going to come out, and he is going to just play angry. I sure hope the Steelers smack him in the mouth. That's what I want to happen.
Yes.
But I really think the Patriots – here's the thing, too. My Bills played the Steelers – granted, it was the preseason, but it was week three, you know, when they're playing more of their players.
Right.
And that defense does not look okay.
No,
so
the Steelers defense. Yeah, no.
Right.
I am with
so
you.
I
have the New England Patriots as well.
Yep.
I am going to be cheering for the bejesus for the Pittsburgh Steelers.
I think everybody is, except the New England fans.
I actually think it's going to be a high-scoring affair. I think you're going to see a lot of offense in this football game.
Yeah, Steelers have a great offense.
Because I'm not – so
they're
sure.
Minus.
I have a lot of question marks with the Patriots defense, quite frankly. So I expect there to be a lot of offense. If the Steelers can sneak out a win, that would be great. But because it's at home and because the defending Super Bowl champions usually have so much success in this opening night game, I got to stick with the Patriots.
Yep.
So there you go. No disagreement there. Let's go to Sunday where we start. In the early games, the Green Bay Packers travel to Chicago to face the Chicago Bears. Aaron Rodgers coming without Jordy Nelson.
Exactly.
Talk to me about who you like in this game.
Hey, he's still Aaron Rodgers, right? So it's kind of like Tom Brady with all, you know, cheating aside, with he can make any receiver. He can make any receiver have a great year, and I imagine the same thing's going to happen with Aaron Rodgers. I honestly don't know the Bears very well, but they sure disappointed last year.
Yeah.
So it's a road team that I'm picking because I think they're so much better than the opponent. So
I have the Green Bay Packers. I have no confidence in the Chicago Bears. I know it's a new regime, but you know what's the same? Jay freaking Cutler.
Right.
That is the same. Doesn't matter how many coaches they get rid of. Doesn't matter how many coaching staffs come in and his new offense coordinator. The remaining constant in that offense is Jay Cutler. I tell
you
what.
That's not a good constant.
No, it is not. And this is Jay Cutler's, I think, final hurrah. If he can't get it done with this coaching staff, you know what? The coaching staff will not be let go. It will be Cutler.
Yeah.
But I just don't see, you know, I don't see who he throws to. Brandon Marshall's gone. Brandon Marshall's now gone to the Jets. So they're going to rely on Alshon Jeffries.
Who is good.
But I think he was good because he benefited because there was a lot of coverage rolling over to the other side to Brandon Marshall. So now he's got to be the guy. Matt Forte's still there running the football. You got Martellus Bennett at tight end. He can be wishy-washy. He can give you a great game, but he follows it up with a couple stinkers. As an ex-Cowboy, I know all about that. So I like Green Bay. I like Aaron Rodgers. I think what the world's going to see is that here is a guy who can make wide receivers better, a la Peyton Manning, a la Tom Brady. You know, these guys just make receivers better. I think Aaron Rodgers falls into that category, and that's why I've got the Green Bay Packers. We'll move on to the Houston Texans as they host the Kansas City Chiefs. I don't feel like I should have a hit bell.
We need a sound.
We need a hit bell, but it's just not available right now because when I'm recording, we got the it's there's only so many inputs in my
Ding, ding.
There you go. Ding, ding. I'm going to go first on this one. It's Kansas City at Houston. Maybe it's me watching a lot of Hard Knocks and kind of falling in love with this team a little bit. But I like the Houston Texans in their home opener. I think Kansas City's going to come in. And something that Kansas City hasn't had recently is a good stick in the mouth and get popped around a little bit. And I think Houston's defense is going to do that. They're going to get after Alex Smith. They're going to cause some turnovers. And as much as I like Kansas City and what they're doing offensively with the addition of Jeremy Maclin, I don't think this is the game where they get it done. I like Houston.
I concur. For the same reason. I mean, you got Watt, you got Clowney, who hasn't really played yet,
and Big
Wilfork. I think he's amazing.
Big Wilfork coming to town. Yeah, yep. So that defensive front is stacked.
I don't love Hoyer, and they lost Johnson, but I'm going with the home team. Yeah. I've just never had much confidence in the Chiefs, actually.
No,
so.
Not really. And I'm going to go with a warning. If you have Jamal Charles, you might want to think about sitting him in this game. As a matter of fact, I'm going to go with the this I guarantee right now. This I guarantee. Whoa. No 100-yard day. And no end zone for Jamal Charles in week one.
That's why I'm picking the Texans also. It's that defense is going to shut them down.
Houston Texans. All right, we come to our first game where we differ. Ooh. And we'll head to New York as the New York Jets host the Cleveland Browns.
you got the – go ahead.
You tell me who you got, and then I think people will be surprised to know that I'm going the other way.
All right, so here's the thing. First, I want to say, as a Bills fan, AFC East, I'm impressed by my division this year.
Yeah.
In the offseason, I mean, I think everybody knows all the moves the Bills made, LeSean McCoy and bringing in a whole bunch of offensive weapons and signing their guys. And, you know, we're pretty stacked, talented, upcoming team, ready to win now. But the Dolphins went out and they brought in Sue and, I don't know, a whole bunch of other guys. And they look like they're just as tough. And the Jets, who were pretty much a joke last year, they have also revamped their roster. All of these teams look ready to make a run at the Patriots, who actually look a little bit less. I think, maybe that's just wishful thinking. But so I think the Jets have a strong enough defense. And here's another thing. I saw the Browns in preseason, and it's hard to base anything off of preseason. It really is.
Right,
they're not really playing real football. But
right.
I just think the Browns don't have quite enough on either offense or defense. They've got some good players. I think the Jets are going to surprise people this year, and the whole AFC East is going to be a tough division. So I'm picking the Jets to win their home opener over the Cleveland Brownies.
It is going to be
in their new uniform.
It is going to be a tough division. I don't like the fact that this is the year the NFC East has to play the AFC East. But such is as it may. I don't like the Jets at all. And, once again, they've got some pretty big names on the defensive side of the ball. They brought Revis back. They got Cromartie back there in the secondary, and that's pretty tough. But I think up in the middle –
they went from one of the worst secondaries to probably one of the best, with
secondaries.
Those two guys. Yeah.
But the middle of their lineup on the defensive side of the ball, I don't buy the Harris and the Davis combination at inside linebacker there for the Jets. I think this is a team you could run with, and I think that the Cleveland Browns can actually run the football pretty well with Isaiah Crowell.
He's good.
You know what? I'm actually saw enough out of Josh McCown to say, hey, this guy might be able to look. He's got nobody that we've heard of at wide receiver. I mean, outside of Brian Hartline, who they brought in from Miami.
Right.
All right,
yes.
Cool. But Andrew Hawkins, Travis Benjamin. I don't even know if Dwayne Bowe made the team. I think he actually got cut. They had brought in Dwayne Bowe for a little while.
I didn't know that.
Taylor Gabriel. That's who the Browns have to do with, but what I want to focus on is the Browns' defensive side of the ball. They look stacked, leading the way with Hayden, but just the front with Sheldon and Bryant. I think that the Jets offensively are a mystery. That's a conundrum.
Yeah.
I don't know what they're doing. First of all, it's Ryan freaking Fitzpatrick. All right.
Hey, man.
I know he used to be a Bills guy and he used to be like, hey. But look, the dude is just, he's a journeyman QB for
a reason. Yeah, there's a reason he goes from team to team. But there's also a reason that he's a starter everywhere he goes.
He's a starter because Geno Smith got cold clocked in the freaking face and broke his jaw. That's why he's the starter on his team.
Just saying.
Izzall, that's true. I'm giving you the Izzall right there, but the fact remains, it's Ryan freaking Fitzpatrick at quarterback. You know what?
Yeah.
And it's not like out with the exception of Brandon Marshall, who they've added. I don't know who's going to run the ball. They tried the Chris Ivory, Bilal Powell last year. That didn't really get him anywhere. And I think that the defense of the Cleveland Browns is going to eat up this offense. They're going to force Ryan Fitzpatrick, who even though he's a smart guy, he throws stupid passes.
He definitely does.
There you go.
That's why he moves along.
My first upset of the week.
Whoa. Yes.
I am taking the Cleveland Browns to go into New York and get a win. And people are going to be like, what just happened? And they're going to sound exactly like that. What just happened? That's what it's going to be like.
All right, I think I'm taking the Jets, and I think it'll be like one of – I don't know if – are there 10-9 games anymore? But it might be something like that because I agree with you. I think it'll be the defenses. And 10-9.
10-9. It could very well be 10-9. I just think that if it is 10-9, it's going to be
the Cleveland Browns
having the 10. And I want to give an official line on this game. The Jets are favored by 3 points. I'm telling you right now, I am making money on this football game because I don't even think that if the Jets win by a point, 10-9, as you said, or the Cleveland Browns win outright, which is what I'm going with, I like the Brownies in this football game. Hey, so there's one.
Maybe we make this the challenge. Maybe we make that the challenge game.
You can write that down. You know, it's one of your possibilities.
Oh, yeah.
Because coming up, the very next game that we differ on, right off the bat, we bring in your team, and it's the Indianapolis Colts traveling to Buffalo to play the Buffalo Bills. Look, it's not going to be cold. It's not going to be crazy. Andrew Luck is coming in with a whole bunch of weapons, and they're coming to play the Buffalo Bills. I know that, look, I like the Buffalo Bills this year. And when you read my – remember I said earlier in the show, folks, go out to www.nflrnr.com to find out what the what my picks are for the season. Yeah. You will be surprised how I have the Buffalo Bills. I think you, Greg, will love what I am doing with the Buffalo Bills. I just don't think they get it started until week two.
Oh, yeah. Okay, well – I understand that. And this game is fantastic. As a Bills fan, this is what we want. We want – Rex Ryan has come in and he said – and you know what? This is something about the Bills that it really – even though it's Rex Ryan, it doesn't get talked about a lot. Greg Roman was brought in as the offensive coordinator. Rex Ryan is the head coach and, you know, really the defense. I mean, that's his thing too. So it's Rex Ryan's defense and he – brought in his guys, and even Aaron Cromer is a former offensive coordinator. Right. He's the line coach, and just there is a difference in the way this team has been run. The whole offseason, the practices, the training camp, you can see they look prepared. They look they just look different. And I watch every game and I watch them very closely, so they definitely look different. And obviously they got talent too. The whole defense is back, minus Denoris Searcy, the safety. He went in free agency. But we have four or five other guys who are pretty much just as capable.
I like how you say we. We have four or five guys.
Oh, my goodness. They are definitely my team, and I can't wait to see them. I really can't wait to see this team play because, and this is the reason I'm picking the Buffalo Bills. I mean, that's the only reason I'm picking the Buffalo Bills is – actually, it's the home opener thing, too. I really think there's going to be an energy. The whole city of the whole region is super excited about this team.
Yeah.
The team is very excited. They're very focused. And I think that defense is going to be great, and it's going to be a great test for Andrew Luck and his great offense. But both, that is going to be just a great thing to watch. The Colts offense against the Bills defense. But the key is going to be all the weapons have been out for the preseason for the Bills, the offensive weapons.
Yeah.
But they're coming back. Everybody is healthy. There's some question about McCoy,
right.
But I've heard different reports. Some say, oh, yeah, he'll be fine. Others say, oh, he'll be out. I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not sure McCoy will be a part of this game, and this is why I'm not picking the Bills. I don't think they'll have McCoy ready, so I have a question with their running game. I'm not sure if Sammy Watkins is going to be ready.
He was out practicing today.
Did he practice today?
Yes.
Because last I heard he was not, but if you say he was practicing, I believe you, man.
I'm pretty sure I read that.
Yeah, okay.
I had a busy day, so I might have just skimmed past something.
Yeah, no, that's quite all right. That's quite all right.
But I think I saw that Watkins was practicing today. So anyway, that's what I've been seeing and hearing is that he's coming back. Tyrod Taylor is a total unknown, but I actually didn't know this. He was very highly regarded when he was drafted. He wasn't drafted till the sixth round.
Right.
But he was really good in college. I guess he's short. I don't know. But
I like Tyrod Taylor.
He looked in command, and he's fast. He's super fast. So we'll see.
I like Tyrod Taylor.
Is gonna surprise people.
I like Tyrod Taylor. I like that Rex Ryan made the decision that to go that way. However, that being said, it's the kid's first start. It's coming right out of the gate.
Yeah.
And there's going to be some – yeah, it's at home, but still, there's going to be some can I say he's going to be have amped-ness? He's just going to be so amped. There's going to be a lot of adrenaline running in him.
Could be.
That I'm not sure he settles down for this game. It's a big game. It's an interconference game. The Colts, who are everybody.
This is important. Yeah.
Saying this is one of the big teams in this conference. I'm not sure that he'll be able to get it done. The Colts are only 2.5-point favorites, so they're only favored to barely.
I see him at 3 here, actually.
3, okay. So still a field goal. I think it opened at 2.5, but it's up to 3 now. So a field goal for the Colts. I think they can get it done. I actually think that they'll win by about 6 or 7. Because although I believe the Bills, trust me, go out to the website and look at where I've got the Bills. I believe the Bills are going to do good things this season.
Yeah.
It just won't start week one. That's all I've got to say. Hey, I've got it.
All right. And I have the Bills because I really think you're going to be surprised by this offense. And one of the keys to that is you said you wonder about the running game. Their offensive line, as long as they don't get hurt, the top 5 guys, they were pretty dominant. They actually made our young quarterbacks and Matt Cassel look actually competent in the preseason, where everybody's afraid of that. But I think they gave them lots of time. They opened big holes for the running backs. Any running backs off the street in week 3, I think it was. We had guys that literally came in like days before they played. So anyway, I think the offense is going to surprise, and I think the Bills are going to win. Not easily, you know, but maybe they're going to score a lot more points than you think they're – especially, I don't think the Colts have a good defense, too. So that's what I think is going to be the surprise. But the fun thing to watch is going to be the Colts offense against the Bills defense, the giant clash in week 1. So I got the Bills, and that really might be the challenge game, unless we come down to it later.
You have the option. There you go. That's your second game. Next game, we are pretty much in agreement. We have the Miami Dolphins heading to Washington to face the Washington Redskins.
Yikes.
I got Miami in this game. So do you. Not going to mention much about this game other than I think the Dolphins have retooled. The defense is going to be something ferocious. When Ndamukong Suh, who I usually don't listen to, by the way, says, this might be a better defense than I've ever played with ever. That's saying something.
Yep.
And that Miami defense might be pretty legit. I don't know what the Redskins are doing as an organization. They are on wefa thin paper to surpassing the Oakland Raiders as the worst run organization in the National Football League.
Yeah, who knows what they're doing.
Wefa thin. I mean, they're like right there. right there. That's how bad the Redskins are. I think that the Redskins did a disservice to their whole organization and to both Kirk Cousins and RG3 when they drafted them back-to-back in the same draft. I thought that – I said it then, and I'll say it now. That was just horrendous for both players. And now the way they've kind of handled this whole situation, and they don't really want to get rid of RG3 because they're afraid of, you know, having to pay him so much money, but they don't want to play him because if he gets hurt, then they really got to pay him a lot more money. So he's just going to sit on the bench and be the third string quarterback. Seriously? You're telling me that he went from your starter to being worse than Kirk Cousins and Colt McCoy? And look, I like Colt McCoy. I'm a Texas Hook'em Horns guy.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure RG3 is that bad.
He's
the third string quarterback. If he's the third string quarterback, if he is that bad, if he is bad as you say, why not release him? Oh no, he's still one of our top 53 players. Yeah, okay. whatever, coach. Whatever.
Yeah, I have no idea either. And I, like I said, I really think the AFC East is, they're strong teams this year. So I think the Dolphins are gonna, they're a 4-point favorite, and I think they're gonna win by much more than that.
All right, the Miami Dolphins over the Washington Redskins. Let's move on. The Carolina Panthers are on the road. They travel not very far, just a little trip down south to Jacksonville to face the Jacksonville Jaguars. The Jags are home dogs. Carolina's favored by 3.5. Who do you got in this one?
I will again say that I honestly don't know much about the Jacksonville Jaguars. I think that means they're probably not much better. I know they have our old coach as their offensive coordinator. Doug Marrone moved down there with our previous offensive coordinator as some position. So that does not give me much confidence in them. I don't know. I like Cam Newton and the Panthers. I think they're a good team. They got a great defense, and they should easily win this one.
My only concern with Carolina is on the offensive side of the ball. There's a lot of unknowns at the wide receiver position. Obviously, Kelvin Benjamin going down, season-ending injury to start the year.
Yeah.
That hurts. But Jacksonville, they're going to be a fun team to watch this year, I think, because they're going to be in a lot of football games. And last year, if you watched them, they got to a point where late in the season, they weren't getting blown out by 30 points anymore. They were in almost every single game there near the end of the season.
Sounds like my Bills over many years.
I don't think that Jacksonville is going to be an automatic win for people this year. I mean, you're going to have to actually go in there and take them for real and play a good football game to win. Especially your Bills when they travel to London later on this year.
Oh, yeah.
Play Jacksonville over there. That's going to be a pretty big game. I think the Jacksonville Jaguars are a little bit better. They're not quite ready for prime time yet. So I've got Carolina in this football game. I'm staying away from the line because it could be a field goal that wins it for Carolina in the end. And they're favored by over that. They're favored by 3.5. So I like Carolina. Their offense is going to struggle. They're going to ask Cam Newton to do too much. And against Jacksonville, that should be fine. Later on in the season, that might hurt them. But against the Jacksonville Jaguars, he should do just fine.
Yep,
so
I agree.
We'll move on to our third game that we differ on, and that's in St. Louis as the Seattle Seahawks travel to St. Louis to face the Rams. Yeah.
All right.
Talk to me about this one, Greg. Talk to me.
Here's what. So, and I could be convinced the other way on this one for sure, but I just have a gut feeling it's a division game. It's the this is another example of the better team is the road team.
Yes.
And the last time the Seahawks were on the field, they didn't run the ball.
Yep.
At the goal line. So they're going to want to come out and they're going to want to play hard, and I'm sure they will. I think I'm remembering that the Rams play them really well, especially at home. This is another example.
Unfortunately, the Rams have this guy named Nick Foles at quarterback.
Right. That is bad. And the Seahawks, they have just as good a defense as they've had.
Yeah.
I think. They lost their coordinator.
They're going to make Foles look really bad. So
bad.
But that Rams. Jeff Fisher is going to be like at some point, like, I traded for this guy? He might question it right in the middle of the game.
Yeah, and Bradford looks good in Philly, too, actually.
Yeah,
so,
he does.
Anyway, the reason I am taking the St. Louis Rams is they are the home team. It's the opening week one energy at home, that kind of thing. It's division game. You really never know which way those games are going to go.
Right.
And I just like their defense. I really like the defense of the Rams. They've got some good running backs. So a close game. I think they are the shock of week one. The Rams knock off the should-have-been world champion Seahawks.
Is that how we're going to refer to the Seattle Seahawks? We're going to refer to the Patriots as the Super Bowl 49, the Super Bowl champions, the New England Patriots, and then the should-have-been Super Bowl
champions. Marshawn Lynch!
Yeah, I know. Should-have-been. Should-have-been Super Bowl champion Seattle
Instead
Seahawks.
Instead, it's Tom Brady and the Patriots.
Look, I've got Seattle. They're going to come out with a chip on their shoulder. They're not going to fall for the banana in the tailpipe or any tricks that Jeff Fisher and the Rams are going to pull. They know that this is a division game. They're going to want to try and get a hold of that division immediately by getting that win. They're going to run it down St. Louis's throat. And offensively, the Rams, I just don't think where they need to be. Who's going to run the ball? Gurley's probably not going to be ready for this game. Trey Mason is probably not going to be ready for this game. If he plays, he'll play sparingly. And at the wide receiver position, outside of Tavon Austin, I don't really trust any of the wide receivers. Plus, as I said earlier, Nick Foles at quarterback. I think the Seattle defense is going to chew him out and spit him out. Plus, I think Seattle wants to make a statement early. I'll take Seattle, and I actually take Seattle to cover the 4.5 points they're giving up on the road. So,
I think what I'm revealing here also is, and I believe division games really can go either way, but I love I love defense, and I really think the Rams have a good one, and they can shut down the Seahawks.
Defense wins championships.
You know it.
Defense wins championships.
Yeah.
All right, we'll move on. The Arizona Cardinals are at home hosting the New Orleans Saints, and lo and behold, the Cardinals are 3-point favorites.
Probably because of their defense, actually.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
Hey, so here's the thing. I haven't looked at your prediction page yet, but I'm going to. Are the New Orleans Saints going to finally be good again? Why are they not good? I think they're a good team, but they're going into a Cardinals team that has a good defense, and it's going to be tough. So
this one is kind of 50-50 for me. I think this is a game where I want to see both teams. I'm going to go with the home team. I'm going to take Arizona. And I know you cannot put a lot of stock on a preseason football game, but I saw in week three the Oakland Raiders take it to Arizona. I'm talking about the first two quarters when it was ones on ones. They smacked Carson Palmer around like he was a rag doll. And this was the Oakland Raiders.
Hey, don't.
And now here comes the Rob Ryan football team. It's got a pretty good defense in New Orleans.
Yep.
I think they'll get to Carson Palmer, but I think Arizona will control the run game.
Yes.
And that defense is just as formidable as well.
Yep. Home team.
So I'm going to take the home team on this one. I will take Arizona. But I want to see what New Orleans comes out with.
Should be a good game.
Maybe they come out with a victory, and if they do, then people are going to have to start taking the Saints a little more seriously. But for now, I think Arizona will get the W. Another game that we agree on, the San Diego Superchargers. They are at home, and they are hosting the Detroit Lions. The San Diego Chargers are favored by a field goal at home, which is basically just their home field advantage. Who do you got in that one?
I have the home team. I like the home team in week one. That's one of the primary criteria for my picks in week one. It's real hard to pick one, by the way.
Except for you know, a game that we're coming to here in a minute. I really like the home team. It doesn't make sense there. It doesn't make sense there. But okay, we'll get to that.
I can't wait to hear what you say about that one. But I'm going with the Chargers, and Rivers signed his contract and he's there, and you know, they have lots of weapons, and they have a decent defense also. So the Lions, they're pretty good too. They lost.
They are, but they're outdoors. It's on grass.
It's across the country. Turf. Again,
yeah, it's not a good matchup for Detroit. Plus, I could see it going either way.
I really could. Yeah. I could see the Lions winning this one, but I definitely have the Chargers. And
give you a name to look out for. I actually am going out on a limb here because I've taken this kid in just about every fantasy football draft I have been a part of. And that's running back Melvin Gordon.
Oh, nice!
I think this kid's pretty special. I saw him in some practices. I saw him live in a couple games, and he is going faster than everybody else.
Nice.
Finally, looks like the San Diego Chargers have a running back that they've craved for so long. So expect Philip to hand the ball off to this kid, and he can actually catch it from coming out of the backfield as well, pretty well. So I think Melvin Gordon's gonna really take a lot of pressure off of Phillip Rivers. And I like San Diego.
They have Bo Oliver from the University of Buffalo also. He's been doing really well there.
Yep.
Yeah, I think the Chargers should win.
Change of pace back.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Chargers.
Yeah, so we both have San Diego. We're coming up on our fourth game that we differ on. This game is in Tampa Bay as the Tampa Bay Buccaneers host the Tennessee Titans in the Heisman Trophy versus Heisman Trophy, Marcus Mariota versus Jameis Winston Bowl, week one. You got?
Honestly, I have the home team.
Oh, my God.
I can't wait to see this game and see what happens with these two rookie quarterbacks, the 1-2 picks, and, you know, their teams that aren't really very good around them. I like Mike Evans. He's a really good receiver. They've still got Vincent Jackson and the tight end. Who's their tight end? Can't think of his name right now. It's a crazy one. Farian Jenkins. He's a good tight end.
Yes.
They've got a good running back. I just think at home, Jameis Winston. I like Mariota too. I don't know a lot about the Tennessee Titans, so I'm going with the home team. They are favored. They're favored by three.
Yes, they are favored by three. But this is my second upset of the weekend. I like Marcus Mariota to keep his head a little bit more than Jameis Winston.
Nice.
Maybe it's just me, and I'm going back to just a few months ago when I watched these two kids go head-to-head at the Rose Bowl. Yeah. I was there live. Mariota looked a little bit more focused and more poised than Winston did. I think Winston right now, he's so young that when he gets in trouble, he tries to force something. And sometimes he got away with it at the college level. Sometimes he didn't. In the pro level, you're not going to be able to get away with it.
Yeah, definitely.
Unlike when he was at Florida State and he throws three interceptions early in the game and their team is down 21-0. Well, he had a cast around him in college that he could come back from that 21-0 deficit. You go down 21-0 in the NFL, you've lost the game. Just take the L and go sit home and try to get ready for next game because you're not coming back from that football game if you continue to throw the types of interceptions that he's done. And he's thrown he's looked good at times for Tampa Bay. But when he's looked bad, he has looked
definitely
bad.
A rookie, yes.
The thing I liked about Mariota, I think it was his first or maybe second pass of the preseason in week one. Very first or second pass, it was a pick. It was a pick six. But after that, he calmed down. He started reading better. He started making better decisions. And I think it's going to be the quarterback play. These two teams, I believe, are pretty even.
Yeah.
The reason the Bucs are favored by three, that's their home field advantage.
Right.
You get 3 points.
Yep.
I think, you know, neutral site, this is a pick 'em. And I'm going to pick a Tennessee. I think their running game is a little bit better with Bishop Sankey. Plus, I think I like some of the weapons that Mariota has to throw the ball to and right. The tight end, Delaney Walker, who came over from San Francisco. I like that kid a lot too. So I think offensively, Tennessee's a little bit ahead of the game.
The Bucks have muscle hamster.
Yeah, that's true. Little Doug Martin. He can run. He can run it well. There's just a feeling of blah with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers for me. So that could be a challenge game for
all
you
right.
as well.
That could be. That could be.
The very next game we differ on, the Oakland Raiders at home hosting the Cincinnati Bengals. Andy Dalton.
Yeah.
Don't call him the Red Rocket or whatever, the Red Rifle, or he hates anything with the word red.
Red.
In it.
Okay, red's
so
right
just
out.
Just don't do that.
Cincinnati Red.
But look, I like the Oakland Raiders.
Yeah.
I don't like them in this game, but I think that I've seen.
You were disparaging them earlier.
Huh?
Sounded like you were disparaging them earlier, but
I was. Well, how they're run, I think that as an organization and how they're run, they're down in the lower tiers. But I saw them this season. They're a team that has matured a little bit more. One thing that I saw about the Oakland Raiders this preseason is that they were more focused. They were
like
a team I think that this is all Jack Del Rio's doing.
Yep.
He's got this team focused. He's got this discipline. There's accountability. He's not letting these players do all of the nonsense that they could get away with before. So that's the one thing I like about Oakland, but I still think they're a year or two away. There's still some pieces to the puzzle that's missing. I think Cincinnati can protect Andy Dalton enough from this defensive front that A.J. Green, Sanu, Giovanni Bernard, Jeremy Hill, a lot of these weapons that he has on the offensive side of the ball are going to take advantage. Cincinnati's actually favored by 3.5
on the road,
and I think they'll take care of that. Yeah, on the road, I think they'll take care of it. I'm taking Cincinnati.
You know what I like? I like defenses, and actually Cincinnati has a good defense as well. But I really Khalil Mack is a game-changing
dude. Is a
defender.
Beast.
He's from University of Buffalo. Very nice.
Yep.
Hometown guy here, and I think the Bengals traveling to the West Coast, that's usually a thing. Get the home energy. The home team. I always go with the home team.
Home team.
Anyway, I like the defense of the Raiders. And you know what? Their quarterback is –
Derek Carr.
He's pretty good. We saw.
Show me the car.
Yeah. I didn't really know too much about him until I watched him beat my Bills last year. And – he looked good, not just lucky. He was competent. He was he's a strong arm. He knew where to go with the ball, and he looks poised and like a quarterback. So I think the Raiders are an up-and-coming team, like for real. A lot of people say that about a lot of teams, but I think the Raiders are going to – like you said, the Jaguars are going to be in every game. I think the Raiders this year are going to do more than that. Now, they are still one of the worst-run franchises, perhaps – but they are amassing talent that can make things happen out there. And
six wins.
What's that?
Six wins.
Six. That's what you have, Matt?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, I'm giving one of those six I think is going to be in week one over the Cincinnati Bengals. I don't have a lot of confidence in the Bengals. I like
Look,
some of their weapons.
If this were the
I
postseason,
like yeah.
if this were the postseason, I might agree with you because postseason Cincinnati's not very good.
Right.
But regular season Cincinnati, they're a pretty good football team.
I just don't like them on the road. So
yeah, just don't like them on the road. Well, yeah, home team. Well, let's take a look at this home team here. The Denver Broncos, they're hosting the Baltimore Ravens.
Yep.
I look at the line and I'm like, where are they coming up with this line from?
Yeah.
The Denver Broncos are favored by 5. Which I think is a pretty big number against the Baltimore Ravens team that, quite frankly, is pretty good. They didn't lose a whole lot of people. And on the offensive side of the ball, you still got Flacco, Forsett running the football.
Yep.
I've got Denver winning the game. They'll win the game just by 5. That's a lot. I think it's a 3-4
game.
That
is really
here.
High. Yeah. I don't know if is it Peyton Manning. We're just counting on him all of a sudden.
Yeah.
Regular season
yeah.
form is going to be great. I don't know.
Of course. It's Peyton Manning. He just turns it on.
Well, he might. But it's kind of weird that the line is so high like that. I like Denver's defense, actually. I think they've got, obviously, I like defense. So.
And you like the home teams. We've gathered
I do.
That.
So defense and home teams. So So, yeah, I'm with you. I'm going with Denver also. This is a good matchup. Just like you said, Baltimore really, they're a solid team. They were last year, and they're pretty much the same team. So I could very easily see the road team winning this one. But I'm trusting Manning to come out and his defense to win this one.
Yeah, the Denver defense is certainly going to be pretty good. So that's it. We're coming up to the final game that we disagree on, and I really want to hear about this whole defense and home field advantage. Sunday night football, the Dallas Cowboys hosting the New York Football Giants. And with all that being said, the better team, the better defense, the home field advantage, you've got the Dallas Cowboys in this one, right, Greg?
You would think.
You would think. Yeah, you would think.
Okay,
so
you remember what I said?
What you're telling me is you don't have this.
Well, you remember what I said?
Who do you
have? St. Louis.
Make your pick, man.
Seattle game.
Yeah, make your pick, man.
The division games can go either way. You just never know who's going to win. The stronger team can very easily lose.
Yep.
And I think the Dallas Cowboys, they lost their star running back, right? But they kept their star receiver. They have a very old, ancient, aging quarterback.
Wow. Dude, you cannot talk about Tony Romo like that. Go on, keep going.
Okay, so
this is the first offseason that Romo has had fully to prepare for the season where he's not coming off of a surgery or something. I mean, he has had the full offseason. He looks better than he's looked in a really long time.
Good.
And he's coming off the best season statistically that he's ever had, and he was first in a lot of categories last year. So I don't know if you recall any of that. 71% completions last year. That was first.
He's old.
He's not that old, man.
So here's what I think, and this is funny because this is different than all of the other games I've said. I think the Giants, I like their offense in this game. They've got Odell Beckham Jr., Cruz is coming
back.
That's it.
Cruz most likely won't be available for this game.
Okay.
They got Odell Beckham Jr., Larry Donnell at tight end. Oh, okay.
Yep.
But then their backfield is it's kind of like the wishy-washy that it was last year with Rashard Jennings. And, you know, they're going to play around with their backfield.
Eli Manning.
Oh, happy feet.
Knows how to.
Happy feet. The guy who's thrown more interceptions than all the other quarterbacks combined over the last two seasons?
Well, let me just tell you this. I am not making this the challenge.
Oh, no, this has got to be the challenge. What are you talking about? This is the Dallas Cowboys. I got Dallas. You got the Giants. That's my team that you're calling old. That's my quarterback. In T.O. crying voice, that's my quarterback. That's my quarterback. And you calling him old?
Well, I tell you what.
No, that should be – as a matter of fact, there should be a rule. I'm making a rule right now. If you put your picks up against mine, and one of the games that we differ on is the Dallas Cowboy game, oh, we going to town, that's going to be the challenge game, just automatically.
What if I said I just picked the Giants so this entertaining banter could happen?
No, we got six games different there.
Honestly,
I think the Cowboys look fantastic.
Good.
And the Giants do not look good at all.
They do not.
I
don't think their defense is great. So if the Cowboys do look great on offense, then yeah, it's probably going to go the other way. It's just a gut feeling. It's the division thing. I really feel like the Giants' offense is better than, I guess you're saying. I didn't know he's not playing.
And I think, you know what? I want to give you a really solid lead here just so that you kind of make sure that you get this correctly.
Yeah.
And I'm actually searching right now. So
okay.
if you want to say anything about the Giants right
now.
Well,
I'm from the state of New York, so it's like it's the home. I got to go with the East Coast team traveling down to Dallas. It really could go either way. I'm just going with the division teams can always beat the other division team no matter who is the better team. And just a gut feeling that the Giants offense is going to win this game. Eli Manning last minute drive to win the game over the Dallas Cowboys.
Now, thank you for kind of bearing with me as I
get what are we this searching for? What are we searching for here?
All right. So I just want to tell you that the Dallas Cowboys and the New York Giants, they're in the same division.
They are.
As you said.
NFC East.
It's a divisional thing. I want to get these numbers for you.
Okay.
The last three games.
We're getting numbers.
Cowboys 31-28. Cowboys 31-21. Cowboys 24-21. Those are the last three, but I believe the Cowboys have actually won the last six meetings between these two.
Wow. I did not.
It does not change. It's not going to change.
All right,
change.
Well, it's got to change. It's got to end somewhere, right?
Not today. Not today. Or Sunday, which this game will be played. All right. Two more games, both on Monday night. We're going to have a Monday night doubleheader this week, which is always really cool to start the season.
Oh, yeah.
The first Monday night game, the Philadelphia Eagles travel to Hotlanta to face the Atlanta Falcons. The Falcons are actually 3-point home dogs. Now, I believe that this is just everybody hyping on the Eagles offense that they saw in the preseason.
Yeah. I'm confused by the Eagles. I really am. I think I really liked Bradford. I mean, he just gets injured all the time, but he's a real
quarterback. He
looked
great for a quarter of a preseason game where it was all vanilla.
It's how he does it, though. He is very accurate. He's got a strong arm. He reads the defense great. He is definitely an in-charge quarterback. He's a good quarterback. But, you know, he might get injured in the first quarter of week one for the year. I mean, that's what happens to him. So anyway, and they brought in some good running backs, DeMarco Murray and Matthews from San Diego. So they seem to – and, you know, Chip Kelly, that's what he does. He makes guys – anybody look amazing on offense, right? That's what he does. Yeah. So,
but they done anything to their defense?
They got Kiko Alonso from Buffalo, but he's not playing, right? I think he's out.
Yeah, that defense just looked really bad last year, and their secondary was suspect, and I think it's still suspect.
And
I think Julio Jones and Roddy White and are just going to tear these guys up in the secondary.
Why is the NFC West so confusing? The Falcons are still in the West, right?
No, the Falcons are in the
South. That's what I'm trying to – that's the division I meant, with the Saints and the Falcons.
Those
two teams, they should be really good. Why are they bad? I really don't know. I love the Falcons' offense. I think their defense – they've got some guys on defense that –
Yeah, no, they got a pretty solid defense.
Yeah, so
I'm going to take Atlanta at home.
That's who I've got.
To start the season. Hey, we both got Atlanta.
Well, I like the home team. I always like the home team, so.
Yeah.
Yep.
Except for the previous game. I still don't get that one. I love the home team. Nah, not in Dallas, though. I really think you're just trying to egg me on.
Yeah, it might be. It might be. It's good timing.
So we both have Atlanta in the first Monday Night Football game, the final Monday Night Football game. The Minnesota Vikings travel to San Francisco to face the San Francisco 49ers. 49ers are favored. Here's the crazy thing about this line. They actually open as 3-point favorites, but they're actually now 2.5-point dogs.
Wow. At home.
Yeah, at home.
I like the Vikings. They're another young team that I think is coming together nicely. Adrian Peterson is back. Right? He's healthy, isn't he?
Yes.
And what's his name? The quarterback. I'm sorry, it's late here.
Teddy Bridgewater.
Bridgewater.
First of all, thank you very much for doing this
at
such a late time. But yes, Teddy Bridgewater.
He's good. He knows the offense. He's very in command. He's very accurate. Sometimes I think it looks like he's not throwing it hard enough, but it always gets exactly where it needs to be at the on time, you know, in stride. I think they've got some good receivers. Their defense is good also, another good defense. And I don't know what to think of the 49ers either. So even though it's on the road, I like the Vikings this game and this season.
Yeah, I like the Vikings too, which is a little odd for me to take a road team this early on a Monday Night Football game. But I just think the San Francisco 49ers have lost so many pieces. To lose 10 out of 22 starters for your football team.
And
plus
coaches.
Your head coach.
Yep. We have
so
their offensive coordinator.
it's pretty amazing. And they've kind of looked like they've been stuck in the mud during the preseason.
Yeah.
So I think Minnesota comes in and they sneak out a victory. I think the line tells it all. The San Francisco starting as a favorite, and now they're a 2.5-point dog at home.
Yep.
Teddy Bridgewater has looked fantastic. I think Adrian Peterson tears up that defense, and they're going to be like, wow, we got a long way to go from that defense that didn't give up 100-yard rushers. I think right off the bat they're going to give up 100 yards to Adrian Peterson.
Yep.
So we both have Minnesota. That's all 16 games. We differ on 6 games, my friend. Jets, Cleveland, you got the Jets. I've got the Browns. Bills, Colts, you've got the Bills. I've got the Colts. Rams, Seahawks, you've got the Rams. I've got the Seahawks. Bucks, Titans, I got the Titans. You got the Bucks. Raiders, Bengals, you've got the Raiders. I've got the Bengals. And Giants, Cowboys, I don't even have to tell you who's got who in that game. And I so want you to make that a challenge game.
I know you dying. Do. I know you do.
Dying for that to be the challenge.
Well, okay,
game.
And here's what I'm saying. It's just a gut thing. I'm not very confident in that pick.
Oh, okay.
So I'm not making that the challenge game.
You should probably change it. You're not that confident.
I
don't want you to start out the season.
I know.
Four, five.
It's just a gut.
6 games behind me.
I'm not going to, because the challenge game has to be the game at Buffalo. I'm telling you, this offense is going to surprise people, and that's especially because the Bills' strongest thing is their defense, and that's going to be an awesome test in Week 1. Andrew Luck,
Kool-Aid. I can't allow my guests to drink Kool-Aid while on the show.
The Kool-Aid is delicious. So
it is delicious.
I have to make that. I kind of want to make the Cincinnati and Oakland win the challenge game, because I'm really confident that the Raiders are going to win that one too. But I have to stand by my team. I have to stand by my team.
Make either one of those games.
Indianapolis.
Just whatever you do, I beg you, don't make the Rams-Seahawks game.
No, that's another one. The
challenge game.
Can really go either way. So Indianapolis will go down to defeat at the hands of the revamped
Buffalo Bills. I think, folks, I think that is Kool-Aid right there speaking.
We will see.
It's for the fans. It's for the fans. We'll know what it is. Thank you very much, Greg, for coming on the show.
Thank you, Steven.
And spending about an hour with me talking about all these games.
Hey, it's week one.
I really appreciate it.
It's week one.
Week one is here, people. Woo! It is here. It is official. In less than 48 hours, we're going to be sitting in front of the TV watching the Patriots go at the Steelers. It's going to be
absolutely
fun.
Go Steelers.
Greg, thanks a lot for coming, and we'll talk to you soon, bud.
All right.
That was Greg. I want to thank him for coming on and spending about an hour going through those 16 games with me. Remember, you can do it too. Go out to www.nflrnr.com/pick'em. Put your picks up there, and maybe you can come on the show and go head-to-head 1 week versus me. Running out of time, already over an hour, but before I leave you, show donors, want to make sure that you know how much I appreciate you. Thank you very much. If you want to become a show donor, head out to the website, NFLRNR.com. Hit the support the show button up there up top. Let's go to the random page. Show donor random wheel of fun. Here we go. A Matt Forte tradable. Fathead is up for grabs. And the number is 45. 45, that's Mary Johnson. Mary Johnson, thank you very much for your yearly donation. I really appreciate it. Don't have an address for you on file, so Mary, if you're listening, please shoot me an email, steven@rrn.net, with your address. I'll actually shoot you an email as well. Once again, thank you very much for supporting the show. And thank you wherever you are listening. I really appreciate it. You've been listening to Steven Miranda and NFL Rants and Raves, and I'm out.